Kia ora, Corfield Smith O, Ngā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the house. When you have tried every other possibility to achieve something and nothing's working, one option is asking Parliament. You have to ask them something they have the power to achieve, so assisting you in perfecting the perfect dessert souffle might be out. This solution is more for attempting to make changes to society or the law. Parliament receives an extraordinary array of petitions every year. You can read them on the website. Once they arrive, they go to a select committee for inquiry. Today, the Justice Committee heard three. One on off-licence liquor rules, one on free speech, and this one.
The petition itself aim is to ban conversion therapy for sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, conversion therapy, just quickly, is any form of treatment which aims to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. It encompasses a variety of methods, both averse and non-aversive treatments, although in Aotearoa we generally see non-aversive treatments being carried out here. We request that it be illegal for medical professionals, therapists and unlicensed faith groups to perform any form of conversion therapy on any individual.
That's Max Tweedy, whose petition it is. The petition supports a proposed members' bill in the name of Labour MP Maya Lubeck, also seeking to ban conversion therapy. Usually, a committee gives a petitioner a chance to argue why Parliament should be taking action on the issue.
And that brings us to kind of the key points of our petition. So the New Zealand Association of Counsellors and Social Workers believe that conversion therapy should be banned. And the reason for that is because it's fundamentally harmful. The premise of conversion therapy rests on two harmful assumptions. The first is that having a diverse sexual orientation or gender identity is a choice and can therefore be changed. The second is that possessing such qualities is wrong and therefore should be changed.
And then MPs have a crack as well, asking questions of the petitioner and having them defend their position. The MPs particularly wanted to know how you could draft a law that didn't infringe on religious freedom. Nick Smith.
You know, there's practices like exorcisms that are done widespread in New Zealand. They're nuts, they're harmful, I've got no time for them, but do I want to make it criminal for people to do them? No, I don't. I say that that is their freedom to be able to do all sorts of weird shit that I don't necessarily like, even though I have had constituency cases of psychologists and others come to me and say what these guys are doing is really harmful for people.
Sometimes committees are quite gentle with petitioners, especially those with a deeply personal story to tell. But a petitioner with legal training or good political nous might be pushed to find ways through the slings and arrows of legal drafting. Here's Max Tweedy's response to a question about balancing rights from former Professor of Law and Labour MP Duncan Webb.
The New Zealand legislative framework legislates based on harm, that religious freedom is not absolute. When the Bible says that we'd stone homosexuals to death, we obviously don't allow that because of harm. So I would draw that back to the studies that say that conversion therapy actually causes demonstrable harm for people that are subjected to it, that it causes, you know, mental health, depression, anxiety, and in worst cases, suicide, that actually if we look at the harm model, that because conversion therapy doesn't work, and because there's like actual harms that affect people, that it's in the public interest to be able to remove it as an option for people who have gone so deep into their beliefs where they believe that who they are is wrong. And I think it's in the best interest of the New Zealand public to have that legislated against because, like I said before, it's not always, it doesn't come from a place of informed consent.
After hearing evidence, committees report back to the House on whether it should act. Maya Lubeck's bill, like all members' bills, waits the luck of being drawn from the biscuit tin. You've been listening to The House. It's a whakarongo kwe ki te whare. This programme is produced with funding from Parliament. Ma te wa.